We'll read through the song and read through the translation so everyone knows what we are singing. So let's go through the song. Verse number 1. Nizai Padikamala Koti Chantra Shushitala Ye Chayai Jagatajura Heno Ditai Vineva Radha Krishna Paite Nai Dridakori Daro Nitai Pai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight not only of one but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Verse 2. Se sambandha nahija, rita janma gelota, se pashu boro duracha. Nitaina balilo muke, majilo samsara suke, vidya kule kikuri veta. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human life. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Verse 3. Ahankare matahoya nitai pada asariya Asat yere satya kori mani. Nitai ye karuna habe. Braje radha krishna pabe. Daro nitai charana dukani. Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he's accepting something false to be truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you'll be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And verse 4. Nitaya charana satya, tahara sevaka nitya, nitai pada sada koro asha, naratama boro duki, nitai more koro suki, rakuranga charanira pasha. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore I pray to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Or literally, your reddish lotus feet. Was it the same translation that I was reading? Because they're different versions here and there. Alright, so, let us sing this now. And like I said, it's a bit different. What we do, so let's look at text 1. It's got two halves to it. First of all, we sing Nitai pada kamala, koti chandra shushitala, Yechayai Jagata Dulai. Like that. That whole part through. We do that twice. Okay. Then we'll see the last little line, Yechayai Jagata Dulai, separately also. Does that make sense? We'll see if you're as tuned in as the Russians. Seriously. And I had to actually manipulate the computer because it's all spread out over a few pages and four pages. Could someone please play the cartels nicely? Okay, so here we go. Yeah, we must have a cartel player here, a competent cartel player in the Hare Krishna movement. You have a license? Qualified. Nittai Pada Kamala Kanti Chandra Sushitala. Thank you. I love you. Nityananda Prabhu ke
jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ke
jai.
Jai Vishnu Bhagavan Kings of Pradipraji Jai Rishnath Mothers Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ke
jai.
Iskan Samstapacharya Srila Prabhupada ke
jai.
Shri Shri Gaunitai ke Shri Nityananda Prabhu ke
jai.
Yudhirasthaya Lord Nityananda ke
jai.
Kabramanande. All glories to their Samudavajis. All glories to their Samudavajis. All glories to their Samudavajis. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today is the most sacred, wonderful, and merciful day of the appearance of Lord Nityananda. Most amazing, transcendental personality. Very, very extraordinary. And particularly as the song we sang was pointing out again and again, very merciful, very kind, and very essential, a very essential personality to become or to be connected to. Yes, very wonderful transcendental personality. In order to understand Lord Nityananda as nicely perhaps as possible, we need to understand Lord Balaram, because Lord Nityananda is directly Lord Balaram himself, but manifested in a separate form, in a relationship with Lord Chaitanya, who is directly Krishna, or even Radha in Krishna. So, yes, there's more, you could say, elaboration on the position of Lord Balaram and his relationship with Krishna than there is, perhaps, about Lord Nityananda, at least in terms of principle. At the very least it helps. At the very least it helps to appreciate Lord Nityananda if we appreciate Lord Balaram. Srila Jiva Goswami makes the point that if you ask Krishna, who is God, Krishna says, me. Straightforward, and it's true. But if you ask Lord Balaram, who is God, of course he is Krishna's first expansion, and he's practically entirely the same, other than a little difference of color. But in essence, in terms of the person, He's basically just the same person. First expansion. You couldn't really get any closer to Krishna. So if you ask Balaram, who is God, Balaram has the right to say me. But if you ask Balaram, who is God, Balaram says Krishna. Then if you ask Balaram, well, who are you then? If you're not God, who are you? Balaram says, I'm a devotee of Krishna. That's me. That's who I am. And that's how he lives. That's how he lives. Of course, you know, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Lord Balaram has, there's a few, not many, but a few pastimes of his own there in which Krishna is not really directly involved. So much, at least, say, the killing of Dwivida. Krishna doesn't really figure in that narration. Others, like the killing of Devakasura, Krishna's there. He has some involvement. But anyway, our point is that Balaram, at least from the records we have, he doesn't have so much like independent pastimes, going there, doing things on his own, although to some degree it's there. So that is his perspective on himself. Even though he's a form of the Supreme Lord, he sees himself as a devotee, thinks of himself as a devotee, generally he acts as a devotee. That's Lord Balaram. So, therefore, for example, in his mood of wanting to serve Krishna, Lord Balaram manifests the spiritual world in order to facilitate Krishna's desire for pastimes. He manifests the spiritual world. He manifests the material world to assist Krishna for reforming the rebellious conditioned souls in Chatsworth and just in the material world. Yeah, so this is all done. These are major operations manifesting the spiritual world and supporting it and seeing that it goes on. That is quite something. And even the material world, although of course it's much smaller, but still, it's a major service. There are descriptions here and there of what Lord Balaram does, the roles he takes up to serve Krishna. For example, in Goloka Vrindavan, he is Krishna's bed. When Krishna lies down to take rest, which isn't a lot of the time, but that bed is the form of Lord Balaram. He is Krishna's fan. He is Krishna's house. He is Krishna's house. He is Krishna's umbrella. He is Krishna's clothes. Think about it. He is Krishna's ornaments. He is Krishna's chair. He is Krishna's sandals. His pillow. And many other objects. He expands himself in all these ways to serve Krishna. So this is the underlying mood of Lord Balaram. Of course, it's not Lord Balaram's appearance day, we could say many things. But the same mood is there in Lord Nityananda. Same mood. To fulfill the desires, to facilitate, to assist Lord Chaitanya in carrying out his program. This is the program, you could say, or the the lifestyle, the way of life of Lord Nityananda. And what is the program, the mission? What is Lord Chaitanya trying to do? What is his heartfelt main program in life? Well, that is that he is Patita Pava. He's the deliverer of the fallen conditioned souls. And he goes to such great lengths, beginning the Sankirtan program, the Sankirtan Yajna, participating so much in the Sankirtan Yajna, preaching to different people, giving instructions to many devotees like the six Goswamis to preach and establish Krishna consciousness for the world, for everyone. This is the business. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Nityananda, as his first servant, that's his mission, to fulfill the desires, fulfill the mission of his master, Lord Chaitanya. So this is what Lord Nityananda does. This is what he wants to do. And this is what he does. And there are numerous pastimes of his in which he goes to extreme lengths, great, great lengths, to do this. Perhaps most famous amongst those is the story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. I assume you're all basically familiar with that pastime. We will not go through it in detail, but in very simple terms, Jagai and Madai, they were very degraded persons, living in the sort of same neighborhood, not too far, at least in the same town or city as Lord Chaitanya. And they were just ghastly, degraded people. Just really too much. Vicious, violent criminals of the lowest grade possible. And Lord Nityananda, when Lord Chaitanya began establishing the Sankirtan movement and developing the Sankirtan movement, preaching movement, first of all in Navadvip, where he had appeared, so he engaged Lord Nityananda as practically the prime person. There were others, of course, involved. There were many devotees involved in one way or another. But in terms of directly going out every day and just meeting the people and giving the people Krishna consciousness and trying to engage them in Krishna consciousness, so Lord Nityananda was really very much in the forefront. He was sent out by Lord Chaitanya personally with Haridas Thakur. The two of them, they were a preaching team. They would go out and preach. Lord Chaitanya gave them it was a mantra, you could say, that just go out and tell the people, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, and Koro Krishna Siksha, Shiksha meaning instructions, Karo meaning do, apply, follow. The instructions of Krishna. This is what Lord Chaitanya told them to do. Just go, knock on the door. When the people open the door, just say that. Say that, offer obeisances, and go. Don't get into much. Just keep it brief, succinct, and to the point, and move on. So that's what they were doing. And it was, it was very powerful, having an amazing effect around Navadvipa. However, Lord Nityananda has a certain personality. We don't want to use the wrong terms. But he had a sort of, you could say at least, from one point of view, a very jolly personality. Very jolly. Yes. Joking and expressing himself in amusing ways. And sometimes dealing with people in amusing ways. Here's a couple of excerpts from Chaitanya Bhagavat where there's an in-depth description of these things. Haridas Thakur was a little older, not too much, but a little older than Lord Nityananda, and going out with him. And Haridas Thakur had a very different nature, a much more sober and that sort of nature. But Lord Nityananda, he would get into all these situations. So after some days of their going out together, Haridas Thakur complained to Advaita Acharya that he said, "The Lord has sent me out with a very restless person." He says to me, "I will go in this direction. In what direction will you go?" He swims in the crocodile-infested, monsoon-swollen Ganga to catch the crocodile. Hurry on. I stand on the banks calling to him, "No, no!" But he happily floats down the Ganga. If he sees a boy by the riverbank, he becomes angry and chases the boy to beat him. When the boy's mother and father come with sticks in their hands, I have to grasp their feet and beg them to go. Stealing, he steals butter and yogurt from a milkman, and then he flees. Then the milkman, seeing me, grabs me to give me a beating. What he does has no logic. Seeing a young girl, he says to her, "Will you marry me?" Climbing on an ox, he shouts, "Mahesh, Mahesh!" He milks someone else's cow and drinks the milk. If I try to correct him, he says, "What would your Advaita do to me? The master you call Chaitanya, what will he do to me?" This was when they returned in the evening after first meeting Jagai and Madai. As they're moving around meeting people, they heard that there are these two brothers, Jagai and Madai, and they're very extreme bad people, extremely bad. And immediately Nityananda became inspired. "I must meet them. I have to meet them." And Haridas asked him, "Why do you have to meet them? There are many nice people. Let's go and meet the nice people." But Lord Nityananda said, "No, no, no, that's too easy. Our Lord Chaitanya is known as Patita Pava, the deliverer of the most fallen. So we must find the most fallen and deliver them on our Lord's behalf. And then our Lord will be glorified rightly as Patita Pavan. So, Lord Nityananda just walked up to Jagaya Madai and told them, Bola Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kora Krishna Shiksha. And Jagaya Madai, they were quite heavily intoxicated. And people didn't treat them like that. They just became a little stunned. And Lord Nityananda repeated it. And then they got angry and chased Lord Nityananda, who ran back to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur had to run also. So they escaped because Jagai and Madai were intoxicated. They couldn't really run very fast. So Haridas says, I didn't tell any of this to the Lord. Today my life was saved only by the Lord's grace. Nityananda goes to two drunkards lying on the road and tries to teach them about Krishna. So anyway, you know, it's a long story. It's a long story. Well, actually, let me just read how Advaita Acharya reacts. Amused, Advaita said, that is nothing special for him. An intoxicated person should join other drunks. Nityananda is drunk with love of God, so he should join these two. And as a renunciate devotee, you should not mix with such company. I know Nityananda's character and ability. He will make everyone intoxicated with divine loves. Wait another few days. He will bring those two also into the Vaishnava fold. So, he says more, but that's like an essential part of it. So, Nityananda the next day, he went right back. He just went right back there. And he approached them again. And you know the story. Madhai, of the two, Madhai was the worst, although they were both bad enough. But Madhai was the one who physically attacked Lord Chaitanya. And, of course, Lord Nityananda, his body is transcendental. He doesn't have veins and the whole apparatus that we have in our bodies. But, as part of the transcendental pastime, when Madai struck him, blood came from his forehead and went down actually over his chest. It was severe. And Lord Chaitanya came, manifested the Sudarshan Chakra, was about to destroy Jagaya Madai, and Lord Nityananda came in between and begged Lord Chaitanya that we have to deliver these two. You are known as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the most fallen. Here they are. These are the most fallen. We have to deliver them. Otherwise, how can you use this name? But please hand them over to me. Give them to me. I'll take care of them. So like that, Lord Chaitanya was pacified. Jagai and Madai were accepted, and they surrendered actually, being faced with immediate death at the hands of Lord Chaitanya. So, this is Lord Nityananda. This is Lord Nityananda. And And the following chapter, there's a whole few chapters actually dedicated to this whole narration in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the next chapter, the scene switches to the heavenly planets, the demigods, and Yamaraj specifically. They're watching all of this, and they've just seen the deliverance of Jagannadai, and they just become overwhelmed. This was completely impossible. But by the mercy of Lord Nitai, and ultimately by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, they have been delivered. So, when Yamaraj heard this, he fell down unconscious inside his chariot. Chitragupta, who's his assistant, became concerned and tried to pick him up, being unable to control the flow of his tears. Anyway, we won't go through the whole thing, but all the demigods were just completely astonished, is not the right word, beyond, well beyond astonished at how this had happened. And Indra, of course, who has 1,000 eyes, that's another long story, but he has 1,000 eyes, which is embarrassing. Can you imagine walking around with your body covered with eyes? And you'd have to be careful. Eyes are sensitive. And now he felt happy because he could cry from his 1,000 eyes and express his feelings of like amazement and ecstasy at the mercy of Gaur Nitai and particularly of Lord Chaitanya. So they started, the demigods started chanting a mantra. It's an interesting mantra. Jagai Madai Jai Nitai. Jagai Madai Jai Nitai. I won't compare to the Russians. They would be screaming by now. But that's how they felt. Yeah, Jagai Madai, Jai Nitai, just completely astonished by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The mercy of Lord Nityananda on the basis of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because this is why Lord Nityananda is so extremely and even uniquely merciful, because he understands this is the desire of my Lord. I'm the servant of my Lord. I must fulfill that desire to deliver, to save the most degraded. Yes. So therefore it's important actually not to kind of separate Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and think that Lord Nityananda is sort of, you could say, independently merciful. He is extremely merciful. Even arguably, sometimes at least more merciful than Lord Chaitanya, like in this case. Those people who Lord Chaitanya would kill, Lord Nityananda saved them, spared their lives, and made them into devotees. So, there may be a tendency to look at Lord Nityananda as being independently merciful just because he's like that. But it's not exactly like that. He is so merciful because he knows this is my service to my Lord, to extend my Lord's mercy Yes, so that he will be glorified and appreciated as a protective father. So Madai had been the one who attacked Lord Nityananda and badly wounded him. It was not just some little scratch or cut. It was a serious wound with severe bleeding. But Lord Nityananda, on the spot, just a matter of seconds later, delivered him. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes in detail, very beautiful description, how Madai, a few days later, Madai approached Lord Nityananda. Many things happened in the meantime, but Madai approached Lord Nityananda and begged for forgiveness, begged for mercy for the terrible, terrible offense. It's just like a maha, maha haran. Let us read a few verses of what he says. Your blissful body is very soft. In your form as an Atishesh, Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes of sleeping on your body. I attacked your graceful body. No one is more cruel or sinful than me. Goddess Parvati and Shiva's 900 million maidservants worship your transcendental body. By remembering your transcendental body, one becomes free from the bonds of material life. I made blood flow from that transcendental body. I, a great sinner, attacked the body countless universes meditate on. When he insulted you, Krishna's brother-in-law Rukmi had to give up his life. Although he was supposed to live as long as Brahma, Rama Harshana Sutta found his long life burned to ashes when he simply did not rise upon seeing you. So like this, these are just some of the prayers of Madai to Lord Nityananda, expressing his, you know, extreme regret and begging for mercy. However, how did Lord Nityananda react? He said, I didn't take it very seriously. I took it just like when a child hits the parent. Little child, they give the parent a bit of a slap and it means nothing. I took it like that. I took it like that. So he completely forgave Madai and gave Madai a service of making a bathing ghat by the Ganges, making a bathing ghat, and then sitting at the bathing ghat, and when anyone came, offering obeisances. If I ever offended you, please forgive me. So Lord Nityananda is a very exceptional person, very amazing transcendental personality, and he's particularly merciful. He's particularly amazing for his mercy. So on this day, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, let us pray. We should pray repeatedly on this day to Lord Nityananda that, who am I? Who am I? I'm no one. If I am anyone, I'm a sort of a follower of Jagat Mata in my own little way. I can't compete, but I followed in their footsteps the best I could. Now I've been given this gift of Krishna consciousness, so you please be very merciful. Help me to get free from my many attachments. And help me to actually become a devotee who your Lord Chaitanya will be happy to accept as one of his associates. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Go bring him on day. Hare Krishna. We will continue tonight.
The driver is Revati Nandan from Phoenix. So he's gonna take you there, and then Sukadev will pick up the CD, and he'll meet us and he'll drive you to the other place. To the church there and then back to partner.
So now what's how, oh I see. So
he's gonna
take them to the dermatologist.
Yes. And then Sukadev will meet us there with the CD.
At the dermatologist.
Yeah.
How kind of you.
It's my pleasure.